Hi, and welcome to another collection of Car Talk Classics, classic calls, and memorable moments from our radio show.
Yeah, I can hardly wait.
Actually, you know, I'm not entirely comfortable using the term classic.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. It occurs to me that the word is ripe for abuse. For instance, what did you call your 63 Dodge Dart convertible?
A classic. That was a real classic.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. And your 74 Chevy Caprice?
A classic, man. Even Chevrolet knew it was a classic. In fact, they named it the Caprice what? Caprice Classic.
Yeah, okay. Well, welcome to our collection of calls rescued from the scrap heap.
Oh, come on. These are classics. They're classics, I'm telling you.
All right. Well, let's begin with a caller who himself is a classic, actually.
Oh, a classic pain in the butt, if you ask me.
Well, some years ago, we were featured on the CBS program 60 Minutes. I guess it was a slow news year for them, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, the correspondent was Steve Croft, and then several weeks later, we heard from one of his less-than-thrilled colleagues.
78255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hello. Who am I talking to?
Who do you want to talk to?
I don't care which one of you guys I talk to.
Well, talk to my brother, because he hasn't done anything all day.
Yeah, talk to me.
My name is Morley Safer. And
hey.
I am very angry with both of you.
Uh-oh.
Get in line.
You have spent your careers knocking one of the great cars in this country so badly that they don't even bring them in anymore.
Alfa? Peugeot?
Fiat? Peugeot. There you go.
Peugeot! Is this really Morley Safer?
This is really Morley Safer.
Yeah, you've got nothing better to do than call.
I recognize your voice.
I have been steaming for months. Listening to you two carry on. You two, who we gave such generous airtime to some years ago.
You did, yeah. I remember that. You and Barbara Walters.
With great regret.
Great regret?
You take one of the great motor cars, do nothing but knock. I've been driving a 1989 Peugeot Turbo. Yeah. 505.
Oh, here's what it's all about, Morley. You can't get parts anymore, and you think we're responsible for it.
It goes like a dream, and I'm trying to buy a new one possibly next year, but of course they're not bringing them in anymore because idiots listen to you two.
Are you among those idiots?
But the truth of the matter is...
That's the only thing I plead guilty to.
Morley, the truth of the matter is that we never really badmouthed the car itself. Wait, listen to me. We never really badmouthed the car itself. What we badmouthed was the fact, as my brother so eloquently put it, nobody copies the French and the French copy nobody. Therefore, everything about the car is completely different and no one can work on it unless his name ends with four vowels in a row.
You sound like a certain mechanic, I know.
You know, I had to have three extra toilets installed in the bathroom at the garage so all the guys could get in there when the Peugeot customers came in.
You guys carry on, you know, breathlessly about all these boring Japanese cars. All look the same, sound the same, smell the same.
That's right.
And run the same.
And run, period.
And they give them these absurd names. My car has an honest name.
Yeah, 505.
505.
Yeah.
What could be more decent and honest and undiluting than that? As opposed to, what on earth is a Corolla?
Yeah.
Well, that's true. I mean,
you're absolutely right about that.
They have made some cutesy-sounding names.
And I will accept the criticism that you make here, because we have complained about the fact that the Japanese cars, reliable as they are so boring. You always know you're going to get there, whereas with a Peugeot, not only do you not know if you're going to get there,
but you are grateful when you do.
You won't even know if you care when you get there.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about this crouching tiger in my garage.
Yeah. How long has it been in your garage? A crouching tiger. The imagery is beautiful.